you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Love this lady. She sets us straight. And we set her straight a few times, too.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Is that love reciprocated? All the time?
Always.
It's unconditional. Always. With me, it's unconditional.
No. With you, it's unconditional. I really do want. I want to thank the listeners, though, especially today, for all the moral support they've given me the last week, letting me know that they can fly without having to drink or get drunk on their flight.
Todd, I'm not promising anything. I don't fly for another 6 weeks, and I will be drinking.
No. They just wanted to let me know that, you know, people, it is possible. Give me hope and humanity. And I also specifically want to thank the listener who pointed out that someone who hides in a bathroom stall to mix their drinks are probably slightly beyond the label of alcohol enthusiast that Craig gave them. So I am aware.
That's our straight-laced listeners checking in with you. The rest of our listeners are drunks like us. So, yeah. They seem to be narcs. Sounds like they're narcs. They're narcs. Our listeners are narcs to you. You know?
I love them so much. All right, so I want to get through the non-COVID stuff because there's some important COVID stuff I want to talk about. So to answer some of the questions, yes, first of all Indians are born with a complete working knowledge of the Kama Sutra alongside their basic medical training, okay? Just so we get that straight, we are all equipped with that.
Excellent. Yeah.
I'm also proud to say that the Office Orphan is now following me on Twitter.
I know. You should be proud of that.
And you him.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm very upset that, you know, you guys raised me and have basically neglected him. I think the genesis for him was actually a conversation you all had about how many kids you had all had between all of you and what great parents you were,
right,
and how you deserve to have an office orphan. And I distinctly remember that conversation because I was in D.C. at the time and I had to take a knee while jotting down the notes. No, absolutely not. You should not have an orphan at all.
We were wondering how we got the orphan to begin with, how we got that bit to happen. I think the reason we raised you better, we saw more future with you. The orphan doesn't seem to be really that motivated to do anything, man.
Not at all.
Well, I escaped out to the East Coast for a little while.
That might have
helped. In there forever. Yeah. You gotta let him out once in a while.
Yeah, but Nick has talked to him more than anybody else. Does he seem to have any ambition? Does he seem to have any goals?
Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
He's taking after all y'all, okay? This is not fair. Come on.
I guess you hope he's a good listener. I don't even know if he's listening at all.
Everyone here is motivated. And
he might be mute. We don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to pass on to him. You're right. You might be deaf and dumb, as they say.
We could get that checked out.
You should check up on that, right?
Well, you got the dumb part from us, obviously, right?
He seems content, though.
Oh, yeah, sure. When they're deaf and dumb, they just seem content. And then finally, I want you to clock this time, 12 seconds. 12 seconds is the time it took from me saying goodbye last time to Nick saying, and I quote, "Scissor sounds pretty good." That was exactly 12 seconds.
Scissor, that's right. You keep warning us about scissor, but Nick wants to try it, yeah.
Well, I would have tried every day for years. So just
one time.
Wait till I get off the phone before you start talking like that, young man.
Okay. young man. All right. Yeah. Hey, Doc. I want to ask you a quick question. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking about it too. Do you have any relatives in India that are in trouble?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes, I absolutely.
Every time I see these stories, I think of all the the Indian Americans in our country right now that have relatives there. I know that's you, so I want to know if it looks miserable over there. You know,
every Indian that has ever provided care for you, whether it was in the medical profession or otherwise, has a family member who is affected by this, and we'll talk about this in a second. But it has been an exceedingly difficult past couple of weeks. I know everyone here is celebrating all the great things that they get to do, but there.
Well, I know you care about everybody. You care about everybody, but do you have direct relatives that are sick at all in India? You do? Oh,
yes.
Man, sorry,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, absolutely. I mean, half my family is still in India.
Okay.
And so it's hard to get information sometimes. It's even harder to. Keep up.
What happened there? What happened there with the quarantine? Did they take it seriously for the year or not?
They did. So let's back up a little bit because I want to talk about the United States first,
okay,
and then I want to talk because I think that directly impacts what's going on globally. So, and Mike, I'm going to yell at you a little bit here, but remember, I love you. You cannot say that just because you're fully vaccinated, you can do, and I quote, anything you want.
Party hard. That was a doctor who said party hard, not
party
me.
Hard.
He said party. The doctor said party. The doctor on MSNBC said, I didn't say it. Yeah.
Yes, you know, all right.
Party
well,
hard.
You know, doctors say a lot of things.
Andrew WK said it too.
This is our goal. But there are a ton of things that fully vaccinated people can do safely. You can go outside, unless it's a very crowded area, without a mask. They can meet indoors with other fully vaccinated people without masks. And as I'll get to, there are a number of perks of getting vaccinated that are being offered, but you still cannot be indoors without a mask with people who are not fully vaccinated. So, for example, you cannot eat indoors unless the entire staff and every other customer is also fully vaccinated. I would love to have a restaurant do that. I think that would be fantastic, but until that point, you just really cannot do that. And I care because I care so much about you guys in the studio. You guys participate in something that I don't even do with my colleagues in the hospital. We do not sit around without our mask on. No,
okay.
Sit around without a mask on. We just don't do that.
In our studio right now, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are sitting together and this is because only 32% of the population are fully vaccinated right now. We have less than half that are partially vaccinated. So if you count on your hands 10 people that you know who are vaccinated, including yourself, one of them is not protected because no vaccine is 100%. And in fact,
we don't have 10 people in here.
Between your family, all of you guys are absolutely connected to each other. One of you goes out and eats indoors in a restaurant, then you are going to bring that back into the studio because you're sitting there for 5 hours with no masks talking, and that's going to transmit to everybody else into their households. And that's how people have to think about this. And so we want folks to expand their bubbles. We want them to be able to do things, but you do have to think about when you're out in public, how crowded is it? Is it indoors or outdoors? We're just asking people to think safely and scientifically about this. Now, that brings, though, to...
Can I ask you one question about it? I'm not going to argue with that because obviously you're the expert or we're not, but I want to ask you this. When there's a point at the end of the summer or in the middle of the summer when everybody is eligible for the vaccine and they've turned it down, when can we not worry about them?
You can never not worry about
well,
them.
No, but we have to go on with our lives, and if they decide to not get vaccines, they didn't go. That's on them. When's that happen?
But they're going to bring back a variant that will break through your vaccine. We have to convince them. We have to convince them, or you have to limit them from going to places where you are.
Well, I agree with them. They're not going to stop those people because nobody's going to put a sign up, vaccines to get in. They should do that.
They should do that.
But
I don't disagree with that at all. Yeah. I think restaurants should say that we want to have everybody eat safely so you can only come in if you have been fully vaccinated.
Right.
That would be one way to do it.
That would be great. I'd go there.
I would too. The governor of Michigan has said we will open up certain activities in the state when the state reaches a certain level of vaccination. So if they're not open, it's on the people who haven't participated in getting vaccinated.
Well, we don't have that governor here.
No, we don't. And we also, there's citizenry in Michigan who would rather kidnap the governor than get a vaccine.
Yeah.
So I don't see how you reach those people.
You're not going to reach those people.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem, and this directly affects all of us. So there's a study that just came out today that the Pfizer vaccine is only 75% effective against the South African variant. 75 means 1 in 4. It will break through. Somebody can get COVID. They may get mild COVID, but we know mild COVID has long-term side effects. The more variants, the more transmission we have, the more variants we have, the more likely that will happen. So this is why if you are in a place indoors with people that are not fully vaccinated, we still have to mask up for the foreseeable future. And this is the pressure we need to put on everyone we know to get vaccinated or to get vaccine passports or, you know, entry issues to do the things that we want. So I want to push where there's a huge push now to get at least 70% of the population by July 4th with at least one shot in the arm. And so if everyone who's listening here can get out their phone and all you have to do is text your zip code to GetVax, GETVAX, that's also 438-829. You just text your zip code. It will immediately populate it with places around you that have the vaccine. So that is 8438-829. If it's in Spanish, it's vacuna that you have to text, V-A-C-U-N-A, or that's 822-862. Again, GetVax, you text your zip code, you will find a place near your zip code that has the vaccine. If you go to vaccines.gov, you can find specific locations for specific types of vaccines. So let's say you got your first dose of Pfizer. You need to find a place to get your second dose of the Pfizer or the Moderna. You can put in, I only want locations that have Pfizer or Moderna, and you can find the place near your zip code that is carrying that. The website includes doctor's offices that are now open to public to give vaccines to folks.
Is there a difference between the Spanish-speaking Pfizer and the English-speaking Pfizer?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Just that it's all in Spanish. And then there's a website. A call-in number. Folks aren't on the Internet or don't have easy access to the Internet, 1-800-232-0233. This is available in over 150 different languages to help folks find a place to get vaccinated. Many of these are now walk-ins. You do not have to schedule an appointment. And there are tons of major discounts and incentives for folks to get vaccinated. Grocery stores are giving coupons. NASCAR, the NFL, MLS, MLB are all offering ticket giveaways
You also know this, in Trump counties all over this country, Trump counties, they're not going. They're sending those vaccines back because nobody's getting them. You know, how do we talk to these people? We can't. You can try. But
we are. We are going out on the ground. But that's the problem. That is the problem for all of us. It's not their problem versus our problem. It is a problem for all of us. And remember, folks, yelling or name calling vaccine hesitant or anti-vax people has never been shown to be effective. Good research shows.
I know.
It's true.
I could have been better about that today.
Twitter shaming is not effective because it only entrenches them further in those attitudes. People can be afraid. This pandemic has been really scary. Getting a shot can be nerve-wracking for some people. You got to meet them on their level and say, look, the whole point of this is that we have to help each other. We are a community. We are a city. We are a state. We are a country. We need to help each other.
I agree with all that, but I personally know somebody, at least one or two people, I personally know them that will never get it because it doesn't matter to them that it killed people. They don't think it's a big deal. They're never going to get it.
Those are the people you do not associate with.
But they're going to be out there. Now, there's a bunch of those people that we don't even know that are out there. So,
to them, a million COVID deaths, as long as they own the libs,
that's it,
is just fine.
I met a guy like that last. I saw a guy like that the other day.
They are posing a threat to all of us. That's the bottom line.
They pose
a threat to all of us.
Well, we reach 70%. If all these kids, if the 12 to 16-year-olds get vaccinated, most of them at least, let's say most, will that reach 70% or not?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. I honestly can't tell you. So this gets to this issue of herd immunity and this article that came out in New York Times saying that herd immunity may not be able to be reached. And so this initial calculations with the original version of the virus were 60 to 70% was what we needed to get. Now the predominant strain in the United States is the B.1.1.7. That is about 60% more transmissible. So we're looking at 80 to 90%. And it's already clear that this virus mutates too quickly. The new variants are spreading too easily and vaccination is proceeding too slowly for herd immunity to really be within reach anytime soon. So you might say, well, then why bother? Why should we even try? But the truth is, the fewer people that are vaccinated, the more likely an even more contagious variant can break through. So what we want to aim for is enough people vaccinated so that there's extremely low spread, and these small sporadic flare-ups could be identified through testing, and pretty soon over generations, this new SARS-CoV-2 becomes like the common cold.
Hey, is low spread in the Kama Sutra? That sounds like somebody.
No, everything is hard.
What's that position?
It's high intensity.
All in the Kama Sutra. Hey, I have an upper GI question for you, because I know it's in your wheelhouse, and I read something the other day that I didn't know. Like when your stomach is gurgling, that is actually air coming out of your small intestine. It's not in your stomach gurgling. And what causes that?
You swallowed air. It's as simple as that. Remember, it's a tube from your mouth to your anus. And so you will swallow air all the time. And so there will be air in the small bowel, and that can cause the gurgling. A lot of people hear, like, very rarely is it actually your stomach.
Why does it come up? Why does it come up instead of going out the anus? That's where
if it's in the small bowel, it probably should go out through the anus. Stuff that's in the stomach, it was a reflux. That's acid, though. But, yeah, sometimes you can have enough air in the stomach that it will also, you know, that then you'll be burp, and that's just what it is.
Normally, you're not supposed to go mouth to anus, but I guess in the event of food, that would be the proper way to go.
Yes.
If it's food.
You're supposed to go anus to mouth.
That would be wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anus to mouth is also the Kama Sutra. Go ahead.
The last thing I want to talk about, it gets to this point of, in the United States, everybody is celebrating getting kids vaccinated and trying to open up and reopen this. And while Americans are celebrating, you know, being able to go on flights or eat in restaurants or attend weddings or go to sporting events or even get their healthy children vaccinated, there are entire countries that have less than 5% of their population that have been able to get a vaccine. And so this gets into this issue with India. They've been fighting a really desperate battle with COVID. They have over 400,000 new cases a day. Nearly 58,000 people died last month alone. And this is very likely an underestimate. It's estimated that the actual death numbers are five times higher. Just because they can't get
what they do. What they do this past year? Did they shut down? Or were they just?
They shut down completely.
I mean, it's a huge
and they
country.
Got everything under control. Okay. And it was very, very strict. But then they had to reopen eventually, and they don't have enough vaccine. And
got
so,
it.
As a reminder, 85 to 90% of the world's vaccine go to high-income, mostly white countries. And to put this into context, Kenya, which is one of the richest African countries, is looking at getting 30% of their population vaccinated by 2023.
Jeez.
Not this year.
2023?
Not next year. 2023. And that's only 30% of their population because all of the available vaccine right now goes to high-income, mostly white countries. We saw this in the 1980s with the HIV medication.
Yeah.
This is the same exact problem. And there is a world organization called COVAX that is formed by the WHO that most of the countries in the world have joined to ensure equitable distribution of vaccine. The United States is not participating fully in that. They did recently waive the IP protections on these COVID vaccines. This is a huge and important step, but this is still, there is an enormous inequitable distribution of vaccine.
Sad,
and so it's very hard for people like me to celebrate reopening here, watching what's going on across the country with my own family,
my own
friends.
It's your homeland.
It is. And I just want to remind folks, if you think that this doesn't affect you, look at the fact that it was a matter of days for SARS-CoV-2 to spread from China to America. And if you don't think India does anything to you, I want to remind you that they exported tons of medical supplies when we were having our surge. They're the major supplier of vaccines and medications worldwide, including the major manufacturer of remdesivir, which has saved countless lives here in the United States.
Yep.
And if you don't know someone who's directly affected by this, let me be very clear when I say you know me. So you are one degree of separation from someone who has died because they suffocated because they could not get enough oxygen.
I saw it.
So take a moment for a minute and realize how incredibly privileged we all are. We may have to wear masks a little bit longer. You may have to eat outside instead of inside. Maybe you can't get drunk on your flight. I know that sucks, but I want to ask every
especially that third one. That third one was brutal for Todd. Yeah.
The third one's tough. But I really want to ask every single listener, if I have ever helped you, if I have ever responded to an email or message or donated on your behalf, take a moment this week and think about others. And I will post a PBS had a great listing of vetted charities that you can donate to. Some of them are direct resources, such as ventilators and oxygen to get to India. Some of them are charities that are specifically helping populations that are underprivileged, Muslim populations, orphaned children, widowed women who are having
difficulty. Post it. I'll repost the Twitter there. Post it on the Twitter. I'll repost all that stuff. Sure.
Thank you, Doc.
Are you okay? I mean, everything. I know you.
I know you're passionate.
I know you're passionate. I mean, I know you're passionate. I see the photos of your kids. Though they seem to be good. Everybody's happy at the house.
They're doing okay. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know how many more times my heart can break during this pandemic. It's been brutal. It's just been brutal.
But
speaking of children, I just want to remind folks that Sunday is freaking Mother's Day. And if you love your mother, for the love of God, leave her the hell alone. Okay? That's all she wants.
She wants you to leave
her alone.
Have you said that?
Enough of you.
Have you told? Come on. You are projecting. Have you told your kids to leave you the hell alone Sunday?
Over and over again. And they not only do they have things planned, but some stupid person decided it was a brilliant idea on Mother's Day to plan soccer games. So I have to go sit outside with my 5-year-old watching her play soccer, which is like watching a drunk herd of bees swarming across a field, except when an airplane goes overhead, in which case they all stop and just stare at the sky. This is exactly what I want to do during my Mother's Day. So no, if you truly care about mothers, let them have a whole portion of the house to themselves and leave them alone, because this is all that they really want. I swear to you.
All right, Doc. Yep. So leave. Hell with watching your kids play soccer. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Love you, Doc. Post that stuff. I'll post it then.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I asked my mother, my wife, I said, and I just say, because I know when Father's Day comes around, the same thing. She goes, I'm thinking about this for Mother's Day. I said, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care. It's your day. I will not argue about one thing. Now, she wants to go to brunch. I said, cool, whatever. I'm not going to argue about one thing. Because the other way around, I want nothing.
Yeah, you got to set the table for later.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to be asked to do anything I don't want to do on that day. Now, our kids are not little, so obviously Dr. Mina's got to, don't want to watch your kids play sports, I guess. But I know that's – but it's like you can't bring up any – I know there are guys out there that have to do stuff they don't want to do that day on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's crazy, Let's go here. Nope, it's my day. You can go there.
I don't want to.
Right. Don't want to. But you have to set that up this Sunday.
Yeah.
You do. You can't make any demands on Mother's Day.
Yeah, so I don't make any demands on Mother's Day.
No, you honor their wishes.
Right. I didn't care,
And then demand the same.
Mother's Day cannot be Balls Day. They won't like
that.
Nope.
Well, you can offer the sex platter.
Yeah, but Balls Day is
You can even put balls on the platter then. So you know they're not going to pick it. They don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, they might not choose to indulge in the sex platter, and you got to be okay.
And if they're not on the platter, they're not going to go, where are the balls? They're not going to, nobody's
going to
say
miss them.
It does kind of fill out the plate a little bit, though.
Yeah. True.
Well, just in case you're adventurous on Mother's Day, the balls are still here. She'll go, nope. Okay.
Right. I don't want to be denying you the ball.
Okay.
Oh, and to the little bitch who has to go to Dr. Mina because I want to drink on the plane. Why don't you direct that at me?
Oh, there's a lot of little
Tell me that I have a drinking problem. Don't go through Dr. Mina.
Yeah. It's not just there's a lot of little bitches out there that knock their
head. Oh God!
And we're talking on the radio. People hear it. So what are you bitching about? We're not doing it to be secret. We made a 4-day bit of Todd getting drunk on a plane, and it was glorious.
And Dr. Mina found out.
Surprise! I'm going to tell Dr. Mina. This is not a battle. You hear Dr. Mina because we allowed Dr. Mina on our show. So it's not a battle here.
Yeah.
You know?
And I told you how I prepared my drink. Don't you think if I was really an alcoholic, I wouldn't tell you, oh, I was sitting in a stall at an airport bathroom.
Todd, you got a friendly crowd here. Nobody is upset that you mixed your drink that way.
Well, somebody,
that's what I will do when I fly in 7 weeks.
One of Dr. Mina's Twitter friends, apparently.
Narcs.
Yeah.
You should have Todd made a drink in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You should have said you were in the stall with four guys named Tito. You got everybody figured out.
I want to hear that story, yeah. The four Titos. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.